Hello and welcome to Everyone Here is Extinct with me, Rhea Patel, the podcast where I talk about animals that are now extinct. Usually they're pretty cool. Sometimes they might plague your nightmares. If you're afraid of snakes, this next one might be the source of your nightmares for like a few days. We will be talking about when, where, and how this ancient snake lived and how it ended up going extinct. Then we'll be seeing some similarities and differences between it and the modern day python. Then we'll just end the episode off with some snake facts. Without further ado, let's talk about the Titanoboa. So the Titanoboa came into existence about 6 million years ago after the dinosaurs went extinct, which would be about around 48 million years ago. They lived like near swamps and rivers, what would be around the area of the rainforests in Colombia. They were really big, had the name Titanoboa for a reason, because they could grow to about 52.5 feet long, which is 13 meters. If you like want to imagine it, that's longer than two giraffes. Like if you laid two giraffes down, that's longer than two giraffes put together. They also weighed 1.25 tons, so really heavy. And like the way that they became so big was because after the KT extinction, the extinction that wiped out the dinosaurs, the Earth warmed a bunch, like around 25 to 31 degrees Celsius. For us Americans, that's like around 71 to 77, not 77, 77 to 87.8 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really hot. And because snakes and other reptiles were all cold-blooded, they still are cold-blooded, because they're cold-blooded animals, the warmer climate led to their metabolism being higher, and higher metabolism means their chemical processes could operate faster, which includes growing. So they grew to terrifying sizes. Also, based off of the pattern on the fossils that we found of the Titanoboa, we know that they belong to the family of snakes called Boidae, which is basically just the boas. They're the largest non-marine vertebrate. They were the largest non-marine vertebrate at the time. Predators and prey. Titanoboas were the apex predator, so they likely didn't have that many predators. It was the largest predator on the planet for about 10 million years. Yet they preferred to eat fish, which not many snakes, especially not many boas, do in modern times. They could also eat other stuff like crocodiles. And they'd kill prey just like other constrictors do, wrapping around it and strangling the prey. Like, if it finds a crocodile, it'll wrap around it, strangle it, and then it'll swallow it whole. And so, to strangle the crocodiles, it would have a force of about 400 pounds per square inch, and that's 1.5 times the Brooklyn Bridge. Also, something interesting about it is that its teeth were, weakly attached to its jaws, unlike most modern-day snakes whose teeth are really strongly attached to their jaws, and so that's how we know that they ate fish. Just because they were so big didn't make them immortal to going extinct. The way that they went extinct was the global temperature spiked around 56 million years ago, and then shortly after that, 49 million years ago, it drastically cooled. They're cold-blooded reptiles. They can't really handle the extreme temperature changes, and it just wasn't enough for, their ideal body temperatures. If they were still around, though, they would probably live in the equatorial tropics, which is, countries around Colombia, Ecuador, Panama, Venezuela, that area. They'd be able to break through windows, which is, unlikely for snakes because that hasn't happened there. That doesn't happen there very often. But people would still probably need to have high voltage fences and stuff to for safety purposes. They also most likely wouldn't eat people just because modern day anacondas and pythons don't really eat people. So also we don't provide much nutritional value. Knowing human beings, everyone would probably want to hunt them, and because snakes because it's like a 42-foot long snake. That type of snake skin would be worth a lot of money. Examples of what the titanoboa would eat if it were still alive would be like alligators, river dolphins, fish for like the aquatic and semi-aquatic animals, and then some giant armadillos, Brazilian otters, other stuff like that for land animals. Basically, most of the animals in the Amazon rainforest region. And all those animals would most likely be endangered because it wouldn't be able to sustain a giant snake. That would basically decimate the Amazon ecosystem. So there's that. But you don't need to worry about the giant snake if you live in the city, because there's no way it would ever survive there. Now, to talk about the python, which is the largest snake that is currently alive, they're about 7 to 9 meters, which is like around 16 feet. But the largest python found is around 25 feet long, so still pretty long. Titanoboa is still like twice as long though, but they weigh about 27 pounds and have the lifespan of about 30 years. So they have their midlife crisis when they're teenagers. They're also constrictors, so they kill their prey by wrapping around it and strangling it. Am I allowed to say the word strangle? Fine. Some interesting facts about pythons is that they actually do have legs. Small little leg bones called spurs. They're just like hidden there. You can't really see them very well. They can't unhinge their jaw. There's this myth that snakes and like pythons can unhinge their jaw. They cannot. They're just really flexible. And so the way that they do that is they've got two jaw bones and they're connected by a ligament. So unlike humans who only have one jawbone, they've got two and more flexibility, I guess, to eat all their prey and swallow them whole. They've got 6 rows of teeth. Their teeth are tightly fastened to their jaw. They're like shaped in small curves, small backwards curves. And the reason why they have 6 rows is so that they can swallow their prey and like get all their prey into their mouth without needing any limbs. And their prey is commonly on the smaller end, rodents, birds, lizards, on the larger end, mammals like monkeys and pigs. So that's terrifying. And so if we're comparing the two snakes, the titanoboa and the python, titanoboa is very obviously larger. But also, titanoboas mostly ate fish, and, like, their teeth were loosely attached to their jaws. Pythons mostly eat land animals and birds, and their teeth are, like, very tightly fastened to their jaws. Pythons are able to spend time in trees. They actually spend a lot of their lives in trees, whereas titanoboas didn't. They lived, like, around swamps and marshy areas and riverbanks and those places. They are both a part of the boa family, and both snakes did constrict their larger prey. And now we move on to some snake facts. Snakes probably evolved from a four-limb animal, which is why pythons and many other species of snakes have spurs. One of their ancestors is called Tetrapodophis, has like both snake and lizard-like qualities. And so they had legs, but they behaved and looked a lot like snakes. There are over 3,789 species of snakes. We don't even know all of them, but what we do know is that at least 140 of them live in Australia. This is why I'm scared of Australia. And snakes smell with their tongues. And that seems like a good place to end the episode. We talked a bit about the titanoboa and some other giant snakes. I'm sorry if anyone listening to this has developed a fear of snakes. I developed a fear of snakes while researching this episode, so you're not alone. Don't research snakes in the middle of the night. Be sure to check out all our other content at fhntoday.com. I'm Rhea Patel. This was Everyone Here's Extinct. Goodbye and have a nice day. Oh!